face.
Huh?
Hello. You there, Dan?
Hello.
Hello.
Just like old times.
Something like that. Welcome, Adam.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Hasbert. Hi. Hi, Julie. Dan.
The usual suspects.
Can I have a little bit of ginger?
I'm running a meeting.
Okay.
Children, wonderful. There's Jerry. Buzz Aldrin shirt on.
Yeah.
Hello, Jerry.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes. Unfortunately, all we get is a little picture of you. We'll give it a couple more minutes. There should be hopefully a few more people coming. Or maybe not. We don't have it on this one. Oh dear, I need to fix that. There we are. Maybe on this side for this one.
I like the moon.
All right, what is this? This is Black Arrow Prospero launch. That's the British peroxide powered launch vehicle from the 1970s.
Wow. That's the one that was launched out of Australia?
Yep, it was launched out of Woomera and carried the British satellite to low Earth orbit, Prospero. And in typical British fashion, having deployed a satellite to orbit, they then shut down the program and canceled all the development and went home.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Britain is today the only country that has developed the capability of going and deploying satellites to space and then walked away from it.
Mark Blair liked to talk about that story a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, they actually walked away from it before they did it, but the guys that were doing it didn't quite get the word somehow.
Well,
they got the word, but the rocket was already stacked and on the launch pad, and they said, well, the heck with it. They're going to fire us anyway. Let's launch it and see if it works. This pretty much guaranteed they shut down the program.
Was it due to politics or?
Yeah. Yeah, the Americans had convinced the British that it was, they were spending too much money on developing their own launch capability, and that the Americans would then sell them Polaris missiles for their submarines instead of the British develop their own launch capability. Of course, having done that and canceled their program, the Americans then reneged on that and...
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
This is the way politics and launch vehicles worked in the 60s. They did the same thing to Canada in the late 50s with the Avro Aero launch vehicle or aircraft, supersonic, long duration, very fast, very high altitude. It never actually flew with the engines that were designed for it, but with underpowered engines, it was exceeding Mach 2 and 65,000 feet. And the CIA was upset because it would be able to fly circles around U-2, and they didn't want that. So Eisenhower convinced Diefenbaker it was a bad idea and to cancel the program and station the Bismarck missiles in Canada with nuclear warheads to protect North America from Russian.
I see. Attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some people who think that only governments should be able to do space programs because private industry can't afford it.
And Elon is proving them wrong.
Not just him.
Elon just had his Twitter meltdown here again.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, so we're all fascists now.
He wants the stock price low so that the compensation he gets buys him more shares and they go up more. Because he didn't get a salary, he gets a stock grant if they achieve certain goals.
I think he wants Tesla up and running and making cars, and he's very unhappy that they aren't. And
yes.
That's... Yes.
They actually made a first profit for the first quarter, so I'm sure.
Well, they made a profit last quarter, too, but they made only a little bit of profit this quarter. Yeah. So, because they couldn't continue making cars.
Yeah.
There are a lot of wonderful things about Elon Musk, but great concern for his fellow man is maybe not one of them. That shows up in some areas, other areas too.
His fellow man, he has great concern for. Employees, not so much.
Yes. I have friends that worked at SpaceX and Tesla. They all said the same thing to me when I applied. Don't come work here. You will not like it.
Yeah. I applied, unfortunately, didn't get selected, so.
I had an interview with SpaceX where they gave me a design project. I spent 40 hours on it, and they got back to me, and they didn't even want to give me an interview. So they basically got free labor out of me.
Yeah. And mine, we did a phone screening, which really went really well, and then a video and Blackboard screening. Which went really well until the last 10 minutes when they said, okay, just one thing before we go, we want you to code this problem. Go. And I couldn't code it in 10 minutes.
No.
And I said, okay, well, thanks.
You know,
my
impression is that they don't know how to hire people. They look for the wrong things, in my opinion.
The challenge is that Elon himself is both reasonably brilliant and he has an eidetic memory.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have a lot of tolerance for people who can't stay at his level.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there just aren't a lot of people that can stay at his level.
Yeah. And the ones that are at that level usually don't want to work for people like Elon Musk. They start their own companies.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there was a time when I was at Apple when there were people talking about Apple buying Tesla because it was, I mean, the stock was at $20 a share or something. We could have done it, no problem. But everybody I talked to about it said, the problem is then you have to put Elon on your board.
Yeah.
Local admin is connecting. Okay, that's really interesting. Who's the local admin?
When I interviewed at Tesla, I talked to the recruiter. She told me the whole thing. I took an engineering test. It wasn't that hard. Yeah. She said the whole plan was you take the test, you do well, you have a full interview with an engineer or two. If that goes well, then you have more interviews with a group of engineers, and then you have to give a 45-minute presentation. And then after that, if they like you, you know, they'll meet you. Then they'll write up a file for Elon Musk. And at that point, at least, he had final say on all hires, even down to like the janitor. It was kind of crazy.
Yep.
You know, and then one thing that really turned me off, he asked me for my grades. Like, I've been an engineer for 20 years. Why do you care what grade I got in calculus in 1990?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm not sure where Rick is, but I'm recording the meeting so I can always send him the recording and have him transcribe notes. So,
do whatever secretaries do.
Yeah, it's not like I don't know the position.
Yeah, since Rick did not show up, he gets the same job again for another year.
He has shown insufficient reluctance.
Michael, while we're waiting, I'd like to try something here.
Sure.
I'm going to try and share my screen with you. See if that works.
Yep. I was going to say, if not, then you can send the presentation to me. Oh, there you go. Sure, oh, started sharing.
Oh, there you go.
Ta-da! Well done.
Open Office, Apache.
Well, what I was not expecting to see that, what I was expecting to see was, I hope you see this as the financial report and spreadsheet thereof.
Yep,
we see.
And our funds available for allocation have increased by some $300. Yeah, so we.
I assume that's all dues because we don't know how to raise money.
Actually, I have something interesting to say about that as well.
Oh, good.
Let's go over here and. I really need to rework this because I don't quite believe the figures, but this is the Space Access 19 funds we have left, and these are the remaining obligations. Yep. And so you see there's about $5,000 difference in our favor on that.
Yep.
So I'm going to be able
to... fudge the map?
Well, I need to do a little more work, but I think that's going to be about right. I was projecting about a couple thousand back when we were just finishing things up, and this is how I added it up today. So we'll be able to give Henry pay Henry his thing and return your deposit and have some left over, I think. So
excellent.
That at any rate, but I'm as I said, I'm not sure I really believe that. I have to go through it again. But that's kind of what it's looking like right now.
Yep.
And
yeah, well, you clicked on it, so it thinks you wanted to write something.
Yeah. And it's been a very quiet year as far as ERPS is concerned, aside from Space Access. Mm-hmm. These are our transactions. There is more dues money in the pipeline, but it I didn't get the check off to Chase early enough for it to show up
in the balance.
In the balance yet.
Okay.
I guess that's about it. So if you want to be doing something, there is some money to do it with.
Good. I'll have to.
Now I've got to get my screen back.
Just hit.
There we go. Yeah.
Yep.
And I guess the other thing I need to say is that go ahead and I'll stand for treasurer in the board again. I don't know whether my slot's up or not or any of that. But
your board seat is not up, Julie's.
Okay. Mine is, but I'll stand again.
Yeah, and Daphne is, and I have not heard back from Daphne.
Mm-hmm. I was hoping Daphne's been AWOL for a couple months now.
Yeah, she actually claims to have a life. What a concept. I'm not sure how much time she'll have for our activities, but there's a seat available, Dan, if you'd like.
I already have one.
On the board?
Two. Yeah, Dan, I think, was elected.
Yeah, give me two.
Okay, so there's Dan and Jerry and I and Julie and Daphne. Okay. For some reason, I thought Alex was the other board member. Okay. That being the case, let's see. We have a poll for directors. So I'm launching the poll now. Obviously, the Daphne has not actually mentioned whether she wishes to be on the board again.
But insufficient reluctance.
Yeah, and Julie has said she would serve again, so I think that would be a safe bet. And I just realized the problem with being chairman and host of the meeting is I can't vote. So.
Okay, let me move that we accept by acclamation the re-election of Ms. Porter and Ms. Torres.
I have no objection to that. Is there a second?
I have no. Isn't there a button you can say wave or something?
Yeah, there is.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Is there any other discussion about the board seats?
My only concern is, since I've heard nothing from Gaffney for months, I don't know her mindset at this point.
Yeah, well, I last talked with her about a month ago. We didn't specifically talk about the re-election, but she did indicate she was still interested. And if it turns out, is we sensibly discover that she isn't, she's certainly free to resign her seat, which would put that seat up for re-election or appointment for the remainder of the term, depending on when it happens. So, any other discussion? Hearing none, is there a move to close the board elections?
I'll move.
Second.
Those in favor of closing the board elections, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Congratulations, Julian and Daphne in absentia. And it seems only one person voted, but two people voted. I'm sorry, two people voted.
You know, well, as pirates, we always vote for ourselves.
Arr,
if you say "er," you're not a pilot. Pirate.
Arr.
Okay. Local Admin wants to join again, and I've asked them to actually change their login to their real name. Hopefully, they
still says Local Admin.
Yeah. The microphone's on. You want to say hello?
Who do we have here?
Well, we have a login called Local Admin.
Hi, this is Prasada Goginani. I don't have a camera, so I can see you.
Okay. Can you change your name to your actual name rather than Local Admin?
No, I didn't do anything like that. I don't know how to do it.
Okay. If you would care to spell your name for me, I can type it in.
P-R-A-S-A-D as in David, A. Prasada.
Prasada.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And I have Reninja. There we are. We just like to know who's who. Keeps an official record. Okay. So we have voted for the new directors. The directors can meet afterwards to choose a chairman if there's any change in chairman desired. Sorry, hang on. There we are. Now, the trick is, I don't want to relaunch poll one. I want to launch poll two. Where is poll two? Here are results. Okay, guys.
So, Prasada, are you a member or is this your first time here?
This is my first time.
First time. Okay, well, I'm trying to figure out why it's not letting me post the second poll I set up. Ah, okay, I got it. Da-da-da. So the second poll I have is for the officers, which are positions open now. The previous officers, as far as I'm aware, are willing to stand again. If there are any additions or changes, please speak up and I will add them in. A little asterisk means they're the incumbent.
That's hard choices there.
Hmm?
I mean, I can't abstain.
No.
It's, this is you know, the word incumbent is very close to the word encumbered.
Yes.
Are you there, Rick?
Yeah, Rick, I'm not sure why he's not here.
Oh, okay. I know Rick.
Yep.
I did my best to abstain.
No, you have to exercise your vote.
We should give Rick more positions for punishment.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, I thought Rick's name was on the meetup.
Yep.
I think he's done Zoom before, so.
He was on last meeting, so I'm not sure where he's gone. Hopefully he's doing well.
I'm clicking submit, but nothing happens.
Yeah, the submit button is grayed out.
You have to scroll down and vote on all of them.
There's more
positions.
Okay.
There's president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer.
Okay.
All right, that worked.
There we are. So we'll give another 30 seconds. I think everybody has voted. Oh. Ten seconds. There we are. Okay. And results have been tabulated. And everybody was reelected. So we all showed insufficient reluctance.
Or aren't here.
I showed very good reluctance.
Yeah. Okay.
You're a circus. You're a circuit balancing component, Dan.
I also do circuits.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we all do. Hey, I'm getting actually paid to design a board, so.
Hey, well done.
Cash or Bitcoin?
Yeah, maybe I should ask for Bitcoin.
No. Okay, I don't trust
Bitcoin. One time I was at a trade show and a couple guys were trying to get me to design a Bitcoin mining machine for them. And they were convinced that actually the Bitcoin algorithm was run by the Chinese government, and every time the hash was decoded something in the US government, you got rewarded. So, I thought it was kind of clever.
Yeah, lots of odd theories floating around. Well, I have not received any information about other proposals to bring to the annual meeting.
How come I got a... Oh, this is sharing the poll results. I see.
Yes.
I'm going to say, how come I'm being asked to vote again? I already voted.
Just showing the results. Unfortunately, I can't seem to teach it to automatically make the scroll long enough, but okay. That is poll number two. Mr. Jerry, do you have any business to bring before the society as a whole?
I can't think of it. I showed my stuff earlier, and
yep.
That's really about all there is to it for me right now. I work from home anyway, and
yep.
But the for some reason, this whole thing has required more time on the computer, electronic communication, doing emails, and all of that. So I'm actually getting less done. And part of it, of course, is spending too much time watching the news, but or surfing the news. But be happy when this is over.
We cut our cord with the cable company. My dad actually likes Roku.
Yep.
So, and he got YouTube. But there's no point in watching the news anymore.
Well, it just depends on whether you want to chronicle how bad things get. Unfortunately, we are still getting 30 plus thousand new cases per day in the United States. This is not going to be over for a long time.
I can get that from the BBC World News online.
Yeah, I get it from worldmeter.info.
But
I get all the TV I need over the air. I don't need the cable for that.
Yeah, and we don't have it. We just use Comcast.
But for some reason, we actually have AT&T, so we hooked up the U-verse box, and it's all home shopping channels. But I like it. I like it that when you do watch, for some reason, YouTube local keeps going to Fox, which I think is channel 2.
Yeah.
But I says, yeah, this apocalypse is brought to you by, you know, by your F-Ford 150 GX.
Yeah.
And they're all trying to sell you things that the world really doesn't need. But I figure it can't be too serious. They're still running lots and lots of ads. And the radio ads are all for financial advice or tax help.
Yep. Well, you know, we got an extra couple of months to do our taxes, so all the accountants are quite happy.
But I like the ad that starts, remember the 2008 panic, that could happen again. Unless you invest with us.
Yeah, no, we did that already. Okay. Any other official business anyone has?
Well, it's not much new with KISS or BiProp.
Yeah, waiting for things to open so we can test. Pretty much sums it up. Adam, any comments?
Not really. Dan, I'm working on the drawings this weekend, so you'll have the drawings next week.
Oh, good.
Plural or singular?
Oh, is that a plural? So they'll be in metric, I promise.
Good. All right.
Good. We like metric.
Is Kevin out?
Pretty much, yeah. So we have Hi. So he's still willing, and looks like Gwen has just managed. So I wouldn't count on her much either. So.
I mean,
so I'm hoping that maybe
you get a confirmation on Gwen, or are you making assumptions?
Well, I haven't heard from her, so, lack of contact is probably a confirmation. You know, when you contact someone and they don't respond after a while, it's okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's my concern about Daphne as well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, the only stuff I really have is mentioning, of course, SpaceX is going to do their crew demo flight in a couple of weeks, and they were selected for the lunar human landing program, which will be fun. They have the only fully reusable lunar landing vehicle. Everybody else has got multi-stages of which they leave several on the ground.
I think NASA did that so they wouldn't be completely embarrassed if they get to the moon first.
Well, NASA did it because there's a congressional requirement that they not give all the money to one group. And, you know, they expect the people like Blue Origins to be crowing about the fact that, hey, you know, we got the majority of the money. Same with the commercial service resupply contract, CRS, you know, where Boeing said, hey, we got the majority of the money. And I'd like to point out that that SpaceX is doing more launches for less money, which is what NASA wants. So getting the most award money is not really the right way of claiming victory.
What happened to SLS?
Still going.
It is still going and still being deferred and still being delayed. And yeah. You know, the other two human landing, the other two human landers are planning to launch on Vulcan, which again is a paper rocket that doesn't have any hardware yet. In the meantime, Starship Serial Number 4 has passed the pressurization test milestone and is getting its engines added. And
hold it. They've already added one engine. They're not going to add three to this one.
No. They're adding one engine to this one, and they will do probably a 100-meter hop or 20-meter hop or something just to get it up off the ground and back down again. That may come as early as the 20th of May. There is a there's a road closure announcement in Boca Chica.
They could also do a test firing tonight.
Yeah. We're hoping to get a test firing this weekend, either tonight or tomorrow.
After 7 o'clock our time.
Yep. So they actually got hardware that they're working on. The serial number 5 vehicle is in assembly and looks to be doing well. Elon has said that probably they won't actually be able to get to orbital demonstration until like maybe serial number 20. But the speed that they're going, they're building and testing and building and testing and building and testing and building and testing. And when things don't work, they say, okay, how do we do that better? And then they fix it and build some more. And that's the way you do it. That's
Michael, have they said they're going to try to take Starship to orbit all by itself or wait for the heavy booster?
They have talked about trying to do Starship single stage with zero payload. If it's possible. And I think that depends on how the actual design solidifies over the next 6 months or so as they increase the capabilities of the demonstration flights. They're basically doing an integrated iterative hardware and flight regime test program, which is kind of cute, actually.
But I don't believe Starship can be recovered if it goes up all by itself.
That's part of what I think that orbital test will be, if and when it happens, is A, can we get it to orbit single stage? And B, do we have enough fuel left to come down and come down safely? And, you know, Elon has demonstrated repeatedly that he's willing to achieve, a main goal and then see whether his secondary goals are achievable or not, not worrying whether the answer is no. You know, he crashed a bunch of Falcon 9s before he landed one. And he was quite willing to do that because he was getting paid to launch satellites with them. After the satellites were launched, then the hardware is his to play with. And I think he'll do much the same approach to the Starships, extending their flight range and stuff until he gets to the point where he's comfortable that it can do what he wants it to do. And I expect at some point this summer we'll start seeing them assembling hardware for Super Heavy. That'll be fun.
Elon's brilliance was doing free R&D on other people's dimes.
I don't know so much of that.
I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Howard Hughes during World War II.
Yeah. I think the difference is that he's willing to throw money at it and make it happen fast. And, you know, as he's demonstrated with the Starship builds, he's not afraid to build and test and see what goes wrong. If it doesn't work, that's fine. That's a perfectly valid data point. You know, you don't get canned because, oh, gee, when we pressurized it, it crumpled or it exploded or, you know, a seam ripped down the middle of it. Those are learning points.
I wonder if you get canned for not pressurizing the lower tank.
No, apparently he didn't. That was recognized, really? That was recognized as a slip up in the procedures, and that was corrected.
So, but was that a group screw up or one person?
I have not heard anything about any individual being selected as a punishment for that.
Ah.
What I like about Elon is that he's willing to take conventional wisdom and challenge it with math.
Yes. He's an engineer. You know, he's not a businessman. He's an engineer, which sometimes shows up in how he runs his business.
That's very true.
Yeah.
He'll tell NASA, "I reject your physics and I'll do my own."
Well, no.
I think he says, "I will accept physics and reject your conventional wisdom."
Yes, and I'll show you how it works. Yeah. Watch this.
I was talking about starting with first principles.
Yeah.
That's a smart way to start.
Yeah, well, you know, I remember the early days when they were out at Kwajalein and trying to get Falcon 1 to orbit successfully. And, you know, he had said that he's got money for 4 rockets. If it doesn't work after 4, we're toast. And after the 3rd failure, there was a little bit of concern. And I was at a AST meeting in Washington, and one of the presenters was speaking from SpaceX, and Randall Clegg actually stood up and said, "Hey, you know, are you guys planning to do a 4th vehicle? Because you've come so close, you know." And Elon has said he's only got money for so many tries, and then he's going to quit. And the SpaceX representative said, "Yeah, you know, sometimes our CEO is his own worst enemy. But yeah, we've got one more vehicle. We think we've got everything figured out, and we think we've got all the bugs out of it, and we've got money to do one more vehicle, and we were all going to work really hard to make sure it works." And that one vehicle did. That first time was the luck, was the charm, and same with serial number 4, as somebody was pointing out on one of the discussions, that serial number 4 was the one that got through the pressure tank test. So,
one thing about serial number 4 on the test hop, I think the one engine is off center, so that'll be interesting.
Off center.
Well, they have a cluster of 3, but yeah, they're mounting 1. So I don't think they put it in the center of the vehicle. They put it where one of the 3 would have been.
That may be true. They may try and fly it with a correct
canted engine.
Yeah, that would be interesting. That could make for an exciting flight.
Well, with the wings on it, its center of gravity might be a little bit to one side anyway.
No, this one has no wings.
Yeah. This is
probably no nose cone either.
This is the flying grain elevator. But hey, you know, if it flies, that's great. So
they can always ballast it.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll figure it out. And if they don't figure it out the first time, I'm sure they'll keep at it until they do. That's the way he works. So I have nothing further. Anybody else have things they want to bring up, or should we call for adjourn?
I'll move to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Those in favor of adjourning, wave and say aye.
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 Excellent. Well, thank you, everybody. We have a bit of time to wait until we can do more rocket stuff, unfortunately, but there's lots of design work I'm sure we can tinker with in the meantime. And everybody stay safe. Our regular general meeting will be the third Tuesday and will again be a Zoom meeting. So we'll hopefully see you all there.
All right. Take care, guys. Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.